Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I am Femi Ebebfe, hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Bills' 31-21 win over the Miami Dolphins last night on Thursday Night Football. Buffalo 3-0, Miami 0-3. But I guess, hey, they were close, so it's all good. Just ridiculous, the sentiment that's coming out of the game. But hey, that's them and we are us. But the Buffalo Bills, they are now 3-0, and Nick will let us know his thoughts on that in the next segment at 4 o'clock. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll break down today's Major League Baseball slate as we have some awesome games that will help determine divisions, wild card spots. I mean, the Houston Astros hosting the Seattle Mariners. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Mariners fan. Obviously, I'll be paying attention to it. Like, that is a banger series with these two teams tied up. Three games. Let's see who grabs control of the division with 1 week to go in the MLB regular season. So we'll break down that. We'll get bets from Jake and Tyler. We'll also get into a little bit of Survivor because I have one more entry that needs to get home this weekend and hopefully make it to week four. But wanted to start off because I always find this very interesting. Now, usually, like once we get late into the season, I don't really care who everyone's betting. It's like, all right, like we all like our sides. There's only but like 16 games on a given week that are on the slate. Like everyone's going to be betting everything. You know, everything is popular. It's the NFL. Like, every side has a bunch of money on it. Doesn't really actually matter. But early in the season, I do find it somewhat interesting because like you can kind of get a sense for, all right, who are bettors quick to kind of overcorrect on? Who are they overreacting on? Like, who are they kind of looking to sell because they're not that good? Like, it's a very good gauge to kind of just gauge the temperature of where things stand heading into a week early in the season. And our buddy, John Ewing, over at BetMGM, tweeted out the most popular NFL week three bets. Now, I think most people would probably be able to guess as to what like the most popular games are, but I wanted to run it down just because I find this interesting. And I think that there's pivot points with these teams' prior results that might actually have like taken this in a completely different direction. And here's what I mean by that. The fifth most popular game in terms of the ticket count this week in the NFL, the fifth most popular bet is the Chargers laying 3 against Denver. Now, I see that and I say, you know what? Yeah, the Chargers are off to a great start. Like, they beat the Chiefs in Brazil. They embarrassed the Raiders on Monday night. Like, the Chargers seem to be like that kind of buzzy team that everyone is really excited about in year two with Jim Harbaugh. Now, I ask myself, all right, Chargers laying 3 at home. On the surface, it makes sense. But also, would everyone love the Chargers this week had Denver not had a leverage penalty? I don't think so. Like, I don't think if the Chargers, it's 2-0 Chargers versus 2-0 Denver, I don't think that this is, oh, Chargers laying 3, sign me up. I think it would have been like a decently bet game. I don't know if everyone would have been running to bet the Bolts. I think that's a little bit different. Like, that's just the fifth most popular game. Fourth most popular, I mean, I think this is gambler's fallacy, and sometimes I fall victim to this as well. But the fourth most popular side is Kansas City laying the 6.5 against the Giants. I think a lot of people are thinking about, well, can the Chiefs, how do they go 0-3? That'll never happen. My only issue with that thought process is that they could win the game by four. They start 1-2 and you lose your bet. So like laying Chiefs minus 6.5 has nothing to do with them being 0-2, because they can win the game by 1 to 6 points and you still lose your bet. So just be a little bit careful with that Chiefs thought process and that whole like do factor for Kansas City after starting the year in a hole of 0-2. The third most popular side this week, the Indianapolis Colts laying 4 against the Tennessee Titans. And same question that I have with the Denver game that we just talked about. Would everyone love Indy if not for that leverage penalty? They shanked a 60-yard field goal to end the game. They would be sitting at 1-1. Would they be a 4-point favorite on the road? I'm not so sure. Something as fickle as a penalty has now upgraded Indianapolis to this great team where they're now laying more than a field goal against a division opponent as opposed to just like a nice team that's off to a decent start. So that's where I kind of have issue with all of this love towards the Colts, where the vibes seem to be really, really high. But as we know with the NFL, you know, it's a week-to-week league, and if you don't bring it, the other team can beat you. In Tennessee, while they've lost their first two games and looked pretty bad against the Rams, I do think that it is a very frisky team that has a quarterback with a high upside. The second most popular side this week is the Dallas Cowboys laying 1 against the Chicago Bears. Now, we've all seen the Bears injury report. Multiple key defenders will be out. TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson, like he's already out for the year. Jalen Jones is also out in the cornerback room. Kyler Gordon is out. Like there's so many injuries on the Bears defensive side of the ball. But I also have to ask this question, which is a fair question. Would everyone love Dallas if Brandon Aubrey didn't make a 64-yard field goal at the end of regulation? Now, that's like kind of in his bag to do that, but like he could have easily missed. I mean, it's a 64-yarder, you know, like even as good as he is, like he was probably 50-50 at best to make it, right? Like I just struggle a little bit with all of this love towards Dallas. Like I have not seen anyone make the case for Chicago, and I'm not necessarily saying that I want to make that case, but the more I've thought about this game, the more I think I'm just going to cool on the side and might just bet the over. Call me square, don't care. I think they were just going to get points. I don't know who's going to win it. It's a coin flip game. Just, I don't want any parts of having to rely on one of these teams actually having to win a football game. So I do find it very interesting that so many people do love the Dallas Cowboys. And then finally, the most popular one is the Green Bay Packers laying 8. And that just makes a lot of sense. They blew out the Lions. They handled the Commanders. And now they're playing the perceived worst team in football. I think a lot of people just like the Green Bay Packers. I will say, though, losing Tucker Kraft, already down Jaden Reed, already down Christian Watson. You can only handle but so many injuries. I think that might be a closer game than many people expect. So those are the most popular sides over at BetMGM, courtesy our guy John Ewing, where he does awesome, great work over on Twitter at John Ewing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk a little bit of Survivor here for a few minutes before we bring on the guys to break down the MLB slate tonight. As I said, our You Better You Bet entry, myself, Nick, Tyler, we're through to week four. We went with Buffalo last night. The Bills get it done, 31-21. No sweat winner. Like small sweat, more so annoying sweat than anything, but it was not as dramatic as what we experienced with the Cowboys beating the New York Giants. So we're through. But, you know, because I'm a junkie, I have multiple entries, all right? Like my wife has an entry. She also went with the Buffalo Bills last night, so she's through to week four. But I have a solo entry, which I told Nick last week, is my madman entry. Like, this is the one where I get to go, like 100%, like, it's all on me, and I get to roll the dice, and hopefully it's going to come up my way for 20 weeks. And so far, with this madman survivor entry that I call it, I've used two teams. Week one, it was Jacksonville, so I was aligned with our show with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Week two, we talk about the Cowboys sweat. I was on Cincinnati last week in week two. So like simultaneously in that early window, I'm sweating our YBYB entry on the Cowboys. I'm sweating Jake Browning needing to lead a comeback with the Cincinnati Bengals. Like I thought I was cooked when Burrow got hurt, but hey, that's football. It went my way. So let's roll the dice again, shall we? Let's do that. Now, as we talked about yesterday, the most popular plays, Seattle is going to be the most popular one because this is the game where they're perceived to be the biggest favorite the rest of the year, which I always chuckle at because like, who knows what injuries are down the line over the next like 14, 15 weeks, but like, people speak with such certainty that this is the only time you'll get to use them. Like, sure about that? Like Purdy and Burrow all got hurt like last week. And JJ McCarthy, like quarterbacks are going to get hurt, guys. Like things are going to change. It's not static. It's very, very fluid, in fact. But Seattle, I think, is going to be very popular against New Orleans. Spencer Rattler, who's never won a game in the NFL. I like the Saints in the game, so I would never pick Seattle, not just because they're going to be popular, but I also just organically like New Orleans to keep the game competitive. So Seattle, who's going to be the most popular pick, they're not on my board. Neither is Tampa. Too many injuries on the offensive line. I want no parts of the Buccaneers. Buffalo, which obviously we already missed the boat on that one, probably going to be one of the more popular picks, but we'll have to wait for next week, hopefully, if we're fortunate enough to advance, to use the Buffalo Bills. Green Bay, no, I'm not doing it. Not with the Tucker Kraft injury now popping up. Can't get there. So for me, I have four teams that I'm considering. Kansas City, Houston to roll the dice, New England to roll the dice, and then maybe Atlanta. Now, funny enough, I'm the coolest on the Falcons just because like I just don't trust their vibe. They have like a very like it reeks of losing games we should win, as we all saw with the 28-3 mishap in the Super Bowl many, many years ago. Like I just don't want to do it with Atlanta. I kind of just think they have a loser vibe to them, even though when they're playing well, I'm just not going to get there. Texans, I like Texans. I like Houston a lot in the game. I bet Houston on the money line. Do I want to put my Survivor entry on them? Eh, we'll see. New England, same deal. Love New England in the game. Bet them on the money line. We'll see. I think I'm going to end up on Kansas City. And it's tough for me to do this because the Chiefs play on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's a little bit difficult, but I'm going to rock with Kansas City as my final Madman Survivor entry. As big a favorite as I'll probably ever pick with this Madman entry, but we're going to roll with the Chiefs. All right, let's talk some Major League Baseball with Jake and Tyler because we have a massive weekend on deck with a fun slate of games. Mariners Astros is the headliner that we have tonight. Two teams that are tied in the AL West, three-game series. You got the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, Arizona trying to run down the Mets, who happen to be hosting the Nationals. Jake, I'll give you first word as our baseball aficionado. Who do you like tonight, and how do you see some of these races finishing up with the final week of the season?
For my Astros positions, I would really like the Astros to win the American League West and have a better path in the playoffs. But as far as tonight, I like Hunter Brown over 6.5 Ks. He's a machine at home, has really good history against this Mariners lineup as well. And as Nick just pops in, I'm taking the Orioles tonight against the Yankees. Mm. Trevor Rogers has been unbelievable for the Orioles. He's been like the one good rotation member that they have. So I'll take a shot with them at plus money at home.
Awesome. Tyler, who do you like tonight in Major League Baseball?
I actually have a college football bet, and I have an ugly one. Ooh. I like the over in Rutgers, Iowa today at 46.5. Now, Rutgers, I know you think about it, all defensive team. Their defense has been terrible, and their offense has actually been really good. This, to me, I was shocked with this total, seeing how Rutgers has been playing. They've been playing in a ton of shootouts, give up 31 to Ohio, give up 20 to Michael Vick in Norfolk State. I like the over in this game, 46.5. I think this could be like a weirdly a potential shootout.
I saw Gronowski play in Cy-Hawk, and I wish him the best of luck. I think he sucks.
It's ugly.
I really do. Tonight for me in baseball, I'm just betting Houston because I know how these things end for my Mariners. Hunter Brown's going to shove, and I don't think they have what it takes on the road in a very big spot. Hopefully they still make the playoffs, but they're not going to win tonight. They're not going to win the West. Nick Costos joins us next to break down last night's Bills victory over the Miami Dolphins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.